Hello, this is a poem recording for the Gwendolyn Brooks open mic submission. And the title of the poem is called Okay. When I see you in the hygiene aisle at Walgreens, I want to tell you that you saved my life. But instead, I pretend to look at soap, because addicts have to investigate motives, detain them on suspicion of being selfish. So while every atom, every ion in me swells to my left arm wanting to just touch your shoulder, I hold back. I grab a box of Leave Her 2000 and pretend to read the label, staring at the description as if it's the story of us. That first smile at the farmer's market, the late night kimchi, the day you introduced me to her, your daughter, a savior in light up sneakers and Adora backpack that I knew was sent by God herself. The violin practices, the school conferences, the nights I carried her into bed because she fell asleep on our laps while we sat and read to her. Your tiny apartment in Logan Square was more sacred than the Virgin of Guadalupe. It produced miracle after miracle after miracle. But back then, my disease had stamina. I would wait for your eyes to get heavy, for your breathing to get deep, then find the keys to your Prius and have one of those nights that could only end in a West Side basement. On the day I knew that you were done, not I'm going to go sleep at my mom's until next week done, but I don't want you in my fucking house done, in my fucking car done, anywhere near me done. That look on your face, your skin turning ash gray, upper lip sweating like you were going to vomit, like you were the one who was dope sick. And the truth is, you were. That look you gave me that day, it saved my life. And if I could just say thank you, and I'm sorry, then it would be cool. But the problem is, I want to say more. When I sit these motives down under the lights and interrogate them, they will undoubtedly admit that they are not solely about apology. What I really want is to tell you that I still love you, that you're still the most rare creature I have ever encountered in this life. The back of your neck makes me giggle, that your eyes are truth, and that the brief sight of your brown skin makes me want to go home with you, pull you on top of me like a blanket, and re-enter your life. And that is not okay to say. So I set the soap back down, and I choose to walk away. The end. Thank you.